I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Jubilation today in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak resigned his post and turned over all authority to the military, ending his nearly 30 years in power. One of the hundreds of thousands of people celebrating in Cairo today was 23-year-old May Kamel. She's been at the center of the action in Egypt for the past 18 days. Kamel was born in Cairo. She's lived there all her life. She works as a documentary film producer. Earlier today, we asked her how she feels about everything going on around her.
I think it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. No one was expecting it. We're a very emotional people. The Egyptian people are very emotional. He's gone through so much ups and downs in the past 18 days, but we've seen the community come together in the most amazing ways. And it's brilliant. People are celebrating immediately in the streets and hugging each other, and it's beautiful.
So where are you right now, and where do you plan on spending the rest of the day?
We went back to our neighborhood, and we're throwing a little bit of a party. We're going to grab something to eat, and we're having a small party watching the news, basically. We want to see how the world's reacting, and we're going to head to the square. We feel we need to be there because we've been there, basically, for the most part in the past 18 days, and we have to be there for the celebration.
Do you have any fear about martial law or instability or even chaos?
No, actually, I'm very optimistic. I'm very happy. Like, I trust the military. We've been talking to some high-ranking ones. We trust the military council, and I think they're going to make the right choices for this country in the next period, but we need to make sure that happens, and that happens in a short span of time. And democratically, of course, they need to guarantee that the elections will be monitored to our satisfaction, and that can't be postponed, and they can't tell us, they're going to enforce martial law or stay in power in 4 years. This needs to happen quite soon as well.
What kind of signal will you look for from the government officially to tell you that things are moving in the direction of democracy and not more of the same, Mubarak, but with a different face?
Just, it depends on who they hire as ministers, and we can't see the old faces. The old faces need to be trialed, and it needs to be public. The elections need to be monitored internationally and by the judges.
May, I wonder, you're a visual person, a documentary filmmaker. Is there an image that you will hold from today?
And from today, I'm not sure. It's just the celebrations. I'm still kind of sinking in. The feeling has been amazing. And the level of social solidarity. I've seen my brother and my cousin down in the street protecting it and like acting like men, even though they're quite young, for the first time. I've seen journalists also being beaten up, badly beaten up, and I don't know, it's going to take some time to sink in.
That was 23-year-old Egyptian May Kamel speaking to us from Cairo.